views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Quantum Techniques Talk Radio, Bring Healing to Chaos, is a hit show to empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely! Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Now, here are your hosts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. I'm Beth Daniel, here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel, and we are the co-founders of QuantumTechniques.com. For those of you who haven't heard us before, just in brief, Quantum Techniques is an advanced method in the field of energy medicine, and we work with people remotely over the phone and help them eliminate blocks to really healing any issue in their life by putting their body into a profound healing state and really teaching them to heal themselves as well. We have a special guest today, Dr. Carolee Johnson, and her rap sheet of credentials is very long. She's a naturopath, iridologist, herbalist, nutritionist, raw foodist. She kind of knows a lot about a lot of areas. And we're very pleased to have her on the show. She's a quantum technique practitioner with us as well. And she's talking today about healing your digestion and how that will change your life. So welcome to the show, Carolee. We're really happy to have you here today.
Hi, everyone. It's good to be here.
Carolee, I've got an initial question for you. Mm-hmm. Why the interest in digestion?
The interest in digestion is because digestion can affect everything from your mood to depression to allergies. It's the difference between good health and poor health. I mean, without that good digestion and assimilation, then there is no health.
I mean, that's connected to... So do you have a personal experience with digestive issues, or why did you really develop the interest in looking at this field?
I developed an interest in digestion because I was born with digestive issues. I didn't really assimilate anything by the time I was 7 months old. I couldn't even try to turn over because I was so weak because my digestion was so poor.
Okay.
And so being able to heal those issues has made a big difference in my life. I mean, changing your digestion does change your life.
And if you don't mind my saying, I know that you had a lot of skin problems as a little girl, too. And I think that is really highly linked to the digestive process. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, yes. Absolutely.
So what are you going to share with us today? I know you've got a lot of information about digestion, so how would you like to kick off the hour?
Well, I think that one of the big things with digestion in this day and age is the difference in the way that we eat. Because 50 years ago, I mean, most people had a vegetable garden, and you'd go out there and pull that vegetable up, and it would have those natural enzymes on it. Nowadays, everything is so sterile and sprayed and chemical-oriented that the food is different, and some things are even genetically modified, like the grains. You know, and I believe that the increased consumption of the grains, or more accurately, the increased consumption of the genetically altered thing that we call modern grains, you know, explains the contrast between slender, sedentary people 50 years ago and the overweight people that we have now that go out and run their butts off and are still overweight.
Right.
You know, that's the difference that the food can make in your life. You know, and I'm not trying to declare grains malicious food, but, you know, some of the side effects of that that modern grain is that it causes appetite stimulation.
Okay, you know, so you want to eat more.
Yeah, it makes you want to eat more and snack. You know, the exaggerated blood sugar surges that it'll trigger cycles of satiety alternating with heightened appetite. And the process of glycation that underlies disease and aging and inflammatory and pH effects pH effects will erode cartilage and damage the bone and can even activate disordered immune response. You know, chronic disease is what I'm talking about.
Well, I know I've seen the research that shows that at the turn of the century, wheat was 21% protein, and now it's under 7%.
Yeah, so, and the gluten content is a lot higher.
Right. But usable proteins way down, so it converts, like you're saying, to sugar, mm-hmm. which interferes with the glycemic index very rapidly.
So, Carol, since the modern food supply is not what it used to be, what do you recommend, and how do we eat for our health?
Well, first of all, I would use quantum techniques to test your diet and see just what is toxic for you and what is good for you, because a lot of people test bad for these modern grains and these modern foods. If your great-grandmother walked into the supermarket today, she wouldn't recognize half the things on the shelves as something to eat. And so I would recommend keeping it natural. You know, get more to the basic staples, the brown rice or the non-gluten grains that are not genetically modified, more natural fruits and organic vegetables, you know, and leave the processed things on the shelf.
Well, you know, another part of that I see in almost all of my clients is a fungal infection because of the high sugar diet and because of the use of birth control, steroids, you know, antibiotics, so that even if they started out with a pretty good gut after they've mm-hmm. had a couple of sore throats, a couple of ear infections, in which usually if you avoid food, you can avoid those, but they've had multiple doses of antibiotics, then whatever chance they had a good digestion has been destroyed by, you know, our accepted Western medical approach to almost everything.
Yeah, and, you know, once you relieve your body of those toxic foods, those things that your body doesn't do well with and can't digest, you know, people will typically report improved mood. They'll have fewer mood swings and the improved ability to concentrate. They sleep deeper, you know, just a few days or a few weeks after they start to clear, sometimes even the day after, you know, there's a difference in their ability to think, you know, short-term memory. Digestion has a big effect on the brain and the mood and depression.
Yeah, that we actually have more neurotransmitters in our gut than we do in our brain.
So the enteric nervous system in the gut, that's where the neurotransmitters are created. And that's why digestion has everything to do with anxiety, which would seem like a completely non-related problem, but can actually be, you know, traced back to the gut.
Well, I know every client I've ever worked with a major psychological diagnosis, like OCD, like depression, like schizophrenia, had two or three of the major foods destabilizing their transmitters. Wheat and dairy, by far, were the biggest ones. But like ADD, it's corn. And again, we're getting back to what you're talking about, these modified foods. So absolutely, I find a whole range of mental disorders to be mostly diet-driven. You have trauma that's not diet-driven. But most of those chronic mental issues, like you're talking about anxiety, OCD, depression, schizophrenia, and bipolar, you can make a gigantic difference and often avoid the need for medications if you can work on the diet and work on the gut and heal the gut.
Mm-hmm. often that's true. And some of these genetically modified grains that we've been talking about, you know, they're addictive. In fact, there was a doctor that did a study on the grains, and he broke them down as a person that would digest a grain, and he fed those to rats, and he found that those proteins would cross the blood-brain barrier. And, of course, that barrier is there for a reason. And once having gained entry into the brain, the wheat polypeptides would bind to the brain's morphine receptor, you know, the very same receptor to which opiate drugs will bind. You know, wheat or those genetically modified grains pretty much stand alone as a food with potent central nervous system effects. And it doesn't just affect the brain, it affects the whole nervous system, which would include the gut brain.
Well, and I think that's why with our clients, if we get them off of the foods that are toxic for them, sometimes even one thing, they have a huge shift within one day. They just need to know what are the foods they're eating that are reversing them and blocking their healing. And the testing process that we do at Quantum Techniques and that Carolee does with clients every day as well identifies those foods quickly. So you can have a major life-changing event with your digestion by just eliminating one simple food.
Yeah, just one. In fact, one food can make the difference between a normal bowel movement and constipation.
Absolutely.
And I know a lot of people suffer with those types of issues. You know, too loose, too tight. It can be one food. You know, that you can't assimilate or digest.
We're heading into taking a quick break, Carolee, and when we come back, let's talk more about digestion, and I know you wanted to share the emotional components that affect digestion as well.
Okay.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Technique, and our show today is Healing Your Digestion Will Change Your Life. Our guest today is Dr. Sarah Lee Johnson, and she's talking to us about the modern day food supply and how to test our foods with Quantum Technique's methods to see if something is healthy for us. And before we continue, Carol Lee, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you. So if you could share your contact information for our listeners, that would be great.
Yeah, you can get a hold of me at carolee@quantumtechniques.com, and that's C-A-R-O-L-E-E at quantumtechniques.com. My pager number, if you want to schedule a session, is 866-229-8031. And again, that's 866-229-8031.
Thanks, Carolee. Let's talk a little bit more about, we were talking on the break during the commercial about what is, you know, dietary intolerance. And how does Quantum Techniques look at that? Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Well, Quantum Techniques is the only method of healing that actually tests the difference between a toxin and a dietary intolerance. See, if something tests toxic for you, then even just one molecule of that food will affect your body in a negative way. Dietary intolerance, like maybe a lactose intolerance or a gluten intolerance, a small amount of that, you know, once in a while isn't going to hurt anything, you know, but if you, if you're intolerant.
Yeah, I agree. I think the testing for intolerance is really looking at, you know, like you said, can you digest it? Can you break it down like gluten or lactose? So
yeah,
that is a different test than testing for toxins. So
sometimes somebody is dietary intolerant and toxic, let's say on wheat.
Mm-hmm.
But the metaphor I use with intolerance is, you know, imagine you swallow a tiny BB, you know, and it goes through the body, it doesn't cause any problems. Okay? Well, if you try to swallow a rock, then you get a lot of problems. So with energy toxins, like you're saying, just a little bit can cause you to lose treatments and reverse the meridian flow.
So if something is a toxin for someone and they eat it and they say, well, I just had a little bit, it really doesn't matter because it still reverses their energy system,
right,
and blocks their healing, even if they had one bite. So if you're going to have it, have the whole cake, not just the bite.
Yeah, make it worth your while. But, you know, I've had people where dairy is not a toxin, but it's an intolerance, and they can have a little bit of cream in their coffee, and it doesn't seem to be an issue. For others, it is. It just depends on how intolerant.
Yeah, so like Carolee was saying, Quantum Techniques, we really, with a fine-tooth comb, look at people's diets and how something might be blocking their healing, and that is, it's so helpful. I think it's probably the most profound piece of what we do, is really helping people find out what's okay for them and what's not, because they've been told so many different things. Carolee, let's share a little bit about emotions and how we tend to hold them in our gut, and what have you experienced with that in the work that you do?
Well, the things that I've experienced and found in others as well with emotions and the digestion is the emotions will actually cause a distortion or an actual tension in that gut area or wherever the emotion tends to freeze. But a lot of those emotions will be found in the gut area if there's a digestive problem. And there's a lot of emotional or non-physical things that can affect the digestion. Any unhealed trauma where you're tensing up your abdominal muscles in your gut like you're waiting for the next hit to the gut, you know, kind of like you're bracing yourself for that hit. Anyone who's ever been in a bully situation will recognize that feeling of holding that tension in the gut. You know, it becomes physical. You know, if there's someone who's orally abusive, you kind of tense up that gut because you're waiting for that next hit. And words can hit just as hard as a physical strike and hurt just as much. And so, and when you release that energy from the gut and heal that issue, then you actually feel the release and you relax, which allows the digestion to function more normally because that tension is gone. The feeling of release when the tension leaves your body is just unbelievable. You know, a lot of people will actually take a deep breath, like a sigh of relief as that leaves the gut because it actually feels so different, so much better, and so much more relaxed. And that actually will change the digestion. It can change the digestion to heal those emotional issues in the gut. You know, any trapped emotion.
How do you help them release the emotions? What do you do?
First of all, you have to test until you find the actual energy of that emotion and identify that emotion, and that emotion seems to come forward where you can clear it. And what I do is I run the trauma code clearing those meridians with the intention to clear that emotion from that area, from that gut or from wherever it's frozen. And it, when it clears, then you can actually feel that relief. It changes. Sometimes there's pain. Sometimes there's just the digestive issue. But when that releases, well, you can feel that change on a physical level.
So even if somebody isn't in touch with the emotions they might be holding in their gut, you can still help them find it and let it go.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's another thing with our testing at Quantum Techniques that we do that's really helpful, especially for male clients, I would add, that aren't necessarily in touch with what their emotions are on a different subject. So we can test and help them find what that is.
Or they can just ask their wife. Their wife will tell them what their emotions are.
Well, you know, if they're not releasing those emotions, then usually they're internalizing those somewhere.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of times there'll be anger or rage that's held in that gut, and that's generally what I find in that area will be the anger or the rage, and it's like they're just holding that, and that tension is there. And when they realize that that's there and that's brought forward to heal, and then that's released, it actually changes the way they feel about things. It doesn't just change the digestion; it changes a lot of things. You know, it is a really healing thing to release those emotions. You know, it even changes the way you look at certain situations sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, and if you do enough of that, it changes what foods you're toxic to many times.
That's right. Okay? That's true.
The part of the problem with our digestion is, like you said, the change in our food supply. Another part of that is the accumulation of trauma that people have. You know, we have much more divorce, for example, today. You can't watch any news show, and if you watch any prime TV, you're going to see a couple of murders at least every hour. And you look at the accumulative effect on that gut system, where it's being exposed to trauma fields multiple times, like you said earlier. It's going in a fight-or-flight response multiple times. How many people, you know, eat their dinner watching a violent TV show versus spending some time the old style, sitting down as a family, blessing it, calming things down, you know, making it relational before you eat, moving out of the trauma field. Watching news and eating is just a terrible digestive combination. So that just kind of fits back in with what you're talking about with the emotion. And you also think about this. Think about the language we have. Oh, I can't stomach that. I feel, you know, punched in the stomach. You don't say, oh, my liver couldn't handle that. that emotion, or, oh, my pituitary, I just got punched in the pituitary. You know, I mean, you think about the language you use. And it,
well,
it very much follows what happens, yeah.
The body is really literal. You know, taking a punch to the gut can be an emotional punch to the gut, and that will stay there, and that tension will stay there until that issue is healed a lot of the time, you know, especially if you internalize that and you don't know how to release it any other way. And especially, you know, if the person is bigger than you and you can't fight back, you know, you tend to internalize that. You know, or if they have more clout sometimes.
Oh, and one thing I've seen, too, with clients that hold, especially rage in the gut seems to show up often, is, of course, that affects their absorption and digestion. It's like they're not taking anything in because there's this big wall of rage sitting there that they're unaware of. So they can't take anything in. Nothing can get past that to absorb into the system. So there are a lot of metaphors and the body taking things really literally that
or even if they're
to be really helpful to release those non-physical aspects.
Yeah, even if they're unwilling to assimilate something or to take something in, you know,
exactly.
Then that will affect their assimilation because that because the body is so literal. Or if they're unwilling to let something go, that can contribute to constipation issues. You know, and that also affects the digestion. You know, what is it that you cannot let go of? What is it that you're holding on to so tightly?
Well, one of the things we teach our clients is how do you put the gut or the stomach into parasympathetic recovery, which is, you know, moving it out of the fight-or-flight response. Very simple technique, very powerful. It's one of the things we teach when you do a session with a practitioner like Carolee.
Or sometimes there's something that just makes you... Go ahead.
Sorry. We're getting ready to go to another break. And
okay.
When we come back, I'd like you to, let's talk a little bit more about what Steve was mentioning about, you know, the body being in fight or flight and how do you put it into recovery so that the digestion can heal. And then we have a product special we want to mention too. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on Transformation Talk Radio with Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. And today our guest is Dr. Carol Lee Johnson, and she's here talking about healing your digestion and how that will change your life. So we've been talking the last segment about the emotional components that we tend to hold in our gut and how that affects our digestive process. And Carol Lee, we were just before break talking some about how the body being in fight or flight impedes digestion as well.
Yeah, well, that fight or flight will send the blood out to the areas of the body that are getting ready to run. And so if you're in a fight or flight, then that inhibits the digestion because you're not getting the blood flow to that area where you can digest and assimilate your food. And so when you eat, why it's important just to sit down and relax and really enjoy that meal, because if you're eating on the run or if you're in a stress mode or even watching the news or something violent on television, then it can put your body or your digestion into that fight or flight mode where your blood is getting ready to run. It's out in your arms and your legs. It's not really even in your brain. It's out there getting ready to run, you know, and so it inhibits that digestion.
So besides relaxing and eating, how can we get ourselves out of fight or flight?
Well, using quantum techniques, then you can actually, what I do is I run my hand from that limbic area of the brain down up over the head and down to the base of the neck, and then start at the belt line and run that over the base of the spine, and then just tap above the ears, because that brings the body into a relaxed parasympathetic recovery mode or a relaxed state.
Right. Yeah, and you know, sometimes I think that's temporary. I know for a lot of clients I've worked with over the years, they go into fight or flight response really easily. Mm-hmm. So really looking at, you know, what is that underlying issue that they always feel they have to run from the tiger? You know, and usually, like you were talking about earlier, that could be, you know, the remnants of a traumatic event that their body is reliving every day, and that's why they're running.
Yeah, that's true. Something that a lot of times there'll be an underlying belief that drives that. You know, once the trauma has occurred, there's a belief, you know, I'm not safe if I sit still, or I have to get so much done before I can relax. You know, and then that belief will keep your body in that fight or flight mode until you heal the underlying trauma and clear that belief and shift that to a more correct belief, which is it's okay to sit down and relax and enjoy this meal right now. I'm okay.
Right.
I'm safe.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's shift gears a little bit, Carol Lee. I know you have a lot of information to share in the rest of the show. So do you want to talk a little bit about the concept of false allergies? What does that mean?
False allergies, that's something that doesn't seem like it's related to the digestion at all, but it can actually be an ileocecal valve issue or a pyloric valve issue, and those pyloric valves are really important to that digestion. But, when the ileocecal valve is reversed or inflamed or irritated, then you don't eliminate your toxins as efficiently as you should, and so then those toxins can be reabsorbed into the bloodstream. And then the body will, of course, use secondary elimination organs to rid itself of those toxins, and that's when the skin and the lungs and the sinus trouble start. You know, the result can be what you would call the false allergies. You know, it might be a post-nasal drip or sinus trouble, and that can even include reoccurring sinus infections. Typically, when people have sinus problems like this, they'll run to the doctor, and the doctor will diagnose them with allergies, and then they'll be prescribed an allergy medication. But if you clear that problem in the ileocecal valve, a lot of the time, the sinus drainage problems will go away, you know, usually immediately or within hours. And there have been a couple of cases where the sinus has just dried up immediately within 30 seconds. You know, it just...
You know, and that's real similar to clients with leaky gut syndrome. You know, where there's gut, the lining of the gut is leaky and the toxins are just reabsorbing and recirculating in the system, and it causes all kinds of things that look like allergies and sensitivity in terms of symptoms.
Yeah, and if you think about all the people that are out there taking allergy medications, you know, I'd be willing to bet that a lot of those people have some kind of a ileocecal imbalance and don't even realize it.
Well, I know you're going to get to this, but you know, how many people with chronic lung issues, if they take enemas or colonics, you know, cleanse the bowel, the lung infection goes away, their skin improves. You got to get that digestive tract working from, I'll say, top into bottom end, and when you do, a lot of other things go away.
Well, your bowel is the largest elimination organ in your body. You know, it's the major way that waste gets out of your body, and when your bowel's not working, then, you know, you start to store that fecal waste, and it eventually becomes dehydrated and compacted in the colon. You know, and eventually that sludge is going to become a toxin or a poison that will be absorbed back into your body, like you said. And, you know, the bottom line is a lot of people are suffering needlessly because they're literally packed with that old festering material. You know, and many people, they're not even realized how backed up they are. So getting the bowel cleaned out really helps. You know, it can help strengthen your heart. It can help bring down your blood pressure. It helps you, it does help the lungs and helps you breathe better. It helps you normalize your blood sugar. And it can even actually help to balance hormones and adrenals.
Maybe if you do free colonics for all the federal people in Washington, D.C., maybe we get the government moving again.
Yeah, they seem a little constipated, right?
They got shit for brains. I think that would be a solution.
There you go.
Carolee, what do you recommend for bowel cleansing?
For bowel cleansing, you can, well, first of all, I would test to see what works the best, but there's certain herbs that will loosen up that bowel, senna leaf, and different ones. I always recommend the one from theherbdoc.com. He has, I think Dr. Schultz, he has a really good colon cleanse. And the herbs that loosen up the bowel, and then the bentonite clay with the psyllium husk and the apple pectin and the flax seeds, and you want to test each of these things. Peppermint is another one that really helps with that, because those things, that bentonite clay will actually absorb strontium 90. You know, and the apple pectin, and pull that out of your colon and get that area cleaned up.
How often do you recommend that, Carolee?
You know, I do it seasonally, about every 3 months. So it gets winter time and I do a colon cleanse, and it gets spring time and I do a colon cleanse. And so I do that with the seasons, and that keeps everything healthy and moving regular, and keeps that digestion strong so that I can assimilate what I need to keep good health, to maintain.
And what about someone with, you know, chronic digestive problems?
Chronic digestive problems, I would probably recommend a colonic at least once a month until they got back to where they could digest something.
Yeah, and again, you know, with quantum techniques, we can also test people to see how often is it in their best interest to have a colonic, for example.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know when I was really sensitive and ill and could hardly eat anything and had, you know, what probably were false allergies, to use your term, Carolee, my digestion was in terrible shape, And I actually did colonics three times a week for a few months. And between that and doing the quantum techniques, I think that, I mean, that's what helped my digestive process more than anything.
Well, and some of the newer weight loss programs that are more, I'll say, nutritionally based, encourage colonics, or they have a product for cleansing the colon that you do on a fairly repetitive basis, not like every day, but do it for like 10 days, and then take colons off and do it 10 days, and that really stimulates weight loss because it is getting rid of those toxic fuels.
Yeah, and it makes a big difference to do colon cleansing if you have anything like the bowel pockets or the diverticulosis, because those will fester and continue to feed out pathogens and toxins until you get that cleared out. And sometimes it does take a colonic once a month to get that completely cleared out. You know, back in the day, the Merck manual mentions that maybe one in so many hundred people would have a diverticulitis or the bowel pockets. And nowadays, they say every single person will get those. And I would contribute that to the modern diet, the new modern lifestyle. You know, it's really taken its toll on our digestive and elimination organs. They're so high in fat and low in fiber, and the hydrogenated oils, and then the lack of exercise, you know, it all backs up until you have a gastrointestinal health crisis.
Yeah, toxic soup. Before we take a break, Carolee, could you give your contact information one more time for our listeners?
Yeah. My email address, for those of you that would like to contact me, is Carolee@quantumtechniques.com. That's Carolee at quantumtechniques.com. My pager number is 866-229-8031. And again, that's 866-229-8031.
We're going on a quick break, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm Beth Daniel, here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel, and we're the co-founders of QuantumTechniques.com. And we're here today with Dr. Carol Lee Johnson, who is a quantum techniques practitioner, amongst many other things. And she's talking with us today about how healing your digestion will change your life. And I'm convinced. So, Carol Lee, thanks for the information you've shared today. We do want to share a special that you have to offer before we get going any further here. And what we'd like to offer today for Dr. Johnson is 50% off her digestion teleclinic. That's in the quantumtechniques.com shopping cart. And this is digestion part one. And we're offering 50% off. So it's only $12.50 for an hour of information. And what Carol Lee is sharing in this teleclinic is about, you know, just digestion, of course, and how that can contribute to sinus problems. She goes in depth about herbs that can help digestion, more in depth than she's able to share today. Different herbs and remedies for soothing the digestive tract, how to help ease gas and bloating, how digestion issues can actually trigger anxiety, and then she goes further into bowel cleansing as well. So all of that information is available on her Digestion Part 1 teleclinic. And again, that's 50% off with the coupon code, which is the word digest. D-I-G-E-S-T is the coupon code. So, again, Carol Lee, for $12.50, the listeners can get a pretty comprehensive view of digestion and going in depth about what you've shared today. So thanks for offering that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I also want to mention that if you purchase Digestion Part 2, then you're also eligible for 30 free minutes with me, Dr. Carol Lee Johnson, to experience the healing power of quantum techniques.
So if someone doesn't even have digestive issues, they could purchase the product for someone else, or if they're interested in the information, and receive a session from you on any issue, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so any $25 purchase, and then they can choose to do a 30 minutes free with you. That's a great offer, Carol Lee.
Yeah.
Carol Lee, you have another gift for the listeners. If you'd like to share that now, that would be fabulous.
Yeah, I have a digestion code that's specific for absorption and assimilation, and this is to help clear the meridians for digestive issues. And that code is, and if anybody has the ability to write that down now, that is S-H-I-F-L-I-V-I-S-S-H-G-50-S. H I F SHGFDSHLIVOEAC9GUNSHUN. And if anybody's familiar with the tapping points, they are the same. They're the same.
Tapping points for EFT.
Tapping points for EFT, yep.
Yeah, and if someone is not familiar with those treatment points Carolee just shared, you can go to our website at quantumtechniques.com and click on the icon at the top of the homepage that says Watch, and you can watch Stephen inputting those treatment points so you can see what they are if you're not familiar with those points. So that just takes a couple of minutes, and then you can use this code. Carolee, how often would you recommend that someone would read that if they have trouble with absorption or assimilating with digestive
process? I would read that prior to every meal.
Okay. Okay. Now, the other thing we want to mention is you can never read it too much. It's not going to hurt you. So if someone tends to have more symptoms after a meal, they could read it then too, or really whenever they feel any digestive distress, right, Carolee?
That's correct, yep.
Thanks for sharing that. Carolee, let's talk a little bit about probiotics. That's such a hot topic in the world of natural health. Can you share some things for us on that subject?
Well, probiotics are the beneficial forms of gut bacteria that help to stimulate the natural digestive juices and the enzymes that keep our digestive organs functioning properly. You know, and in addition to taking the probiotic supplements, you can also support your probiotic intake through eating foods that are a host to these live bacterium. One of the best foods that I know of that aids that digestion is sauerkraut, and you can test yourself if you are familiar to muscle testing, or call your quantum techniques practitioner. You know, test yourself for that sauerkraut. It's made from fermented cabbage, you know, as well as some other vegetables. And sauerkraut is not only extremely rich in the live cultures, but it's also rich in vitamins B, A, E, and C. And then there's also an Asian form of pickled sauerkraut called kimchi, which is an extremely spicy and sour fermented cabbage. And you can, again, test yourself to see, you know, if you're okay with that as a toxin. Make sure that's not a toxin to you, you know. That's typically served in Korea. But besides the beneficial bacteria, kimchi is also a really good source of beta-carotene, calcium, iron. Kimchi also has vitamins A, C, B1, and 2. It really does help you with your digestive health.
We have kimchi bars here in Hawaii in the grocery store.
Yeah, you know, you can get it at your health food store. A lot of people make it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
As far as probiotics, there's also a microalgae. And, you know, that refers to the superfood ocean-based plants like spirulina and chlorella and blue-green algae. You know, those probiotic foods have been shown to increase the amount of both the lactobacillus and the bifidobacteria in the digestive tract. And they also... you know, they offer a high amount of energetic return per ounce in the human digestive tract.
Carolee, we're wrapping up the show today, and I really want to thank you for being on. You have a wealth of information on digestion, so we really recommend people listen to Carolee's Digestion Part 1 teleclinic that's on sale today with the coupon code of the word digest. And we will be back next week as well. We have a special guest next week, our dear friend and spiritual author, Guy Finley. And he will be sharing with us about, I believe the title of the show is Change is Now or Never, something that sounds very, very good for all of us to hear. So, Carolee, thank you so much for being on the show. And if any of our listeners would like to contact any of us, we're all at quantumtechniques.com. and you can email any of us directly through our practitioner links on our website. Our monthly newsletter is free on our website as well. We offer free gifts every month, presentations, free codes. Tara Lee gives healing recipes. So sign up for our newsletter as well. Hope everyone has a great week.
You've been listening to Quantum Techniques Radio. Bring healing to chaos. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show that'll empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. Each week, you'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned guests and healing practitioners to discover the techniques to heal yourself and others. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing and remove wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.